Yes. So I talked to Runt, and I want to finish finishing this topic. But as we move on, we'll see how deeply it's involved in so many other topics. We had talked about the Rambam's Machlokes, Tamei and Mitzvos, how Rambam essentially paskens like Rav Shimon, and just wanted to give one example and use that as a way of moving on to other topics. We're in Shabbos. Talks about Zekeli Maveho. Kuflamet Omer Beis. Kuflamet, I think. No. Kuflam Gimel on the base, where it discusses what is the meaning of Zekeli Maveho. The Gemara gives two different shotim, and it seems like either or. Zekeli Maveho es no lufon of a mitzvah. Lulav no tzitzis no tefillin no or ani vahu. The Rambam paskens, and here there's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And Sefer Mitzvahs. It's the difference between a Gemara in Shabbos and a Gemara in Sota. Sota, when it talks about Midas Tovis, one Sota says, Mahuma Vakachol, Mafato Mafakachol, Mahuma Bisharum, Afato Mabasharum. What the Rambam does, the Halachta Bidrochov, could be in one of two things. Either specific Meisim, which is what the Ramban says it is. And that's the Gemara in Sota. Gemara in Shabbos is different. Gemara in Shabbos says, Mahu Chanan Afato Chanan, Mahu Rachum Afato Chanan. The Rambam writes, and the Ramban is sensitive to that and jumps on him for it. Ramban writes, Mitzvah is only Pulis. There is no way of being. When we talk about Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a figure of speech. Because just probably the clearest definition of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have an Adam Zmiros. Dimu Oscha, but is there a sitter here? Adam Zmiros for Shem Shavuot. No. Before that. Is there a sitter here? My name's Miros Shira Merok. Keilecha Navshi Sarok. Navshi Chondam Tzeludas Lodas Kolosadecha. Midi Dabri Bichvodecha Homeli Bildedecha. Talk about our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asatru Chavodcha. Talk about Yaakov Velo Rishicha. Adamcha. Adamcha. I'll give an approximation. Achancho. I'll give it a name. V'lo yedaticho. So how do I do it? Biyad neviyecho b'tzor avodecho. That's why I use psukim from Novi. I use psukim from Ksuvim. The miso hadar for the decho. Then we say gudulascho ugvurosecho, kinu letokev pulosecho, gave it a name for the strength of your pulos. Dimulosecho, we approximate you velokefeyeshcho, but not what you are. Veyashvucho, okay, right, and we have equated you lefimasecho. I mean, we cannot talk in intelligent terms about Midas HaKadosh Baruch. What we do is we equate HaKadosh Baruch with Yashvucha, we make him the equivalent of his Maisim. Okay, now, so therefore, all the Ramban says, we talked about Midas HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch is full of this, HaKadosh Baruch is full of that, HaKadosh Baruch having midas hachesed or midas harachman means he does this pu'ula that a human being would do. Would he have the midas hachesed? He does this pu'ula. A human being would do that. Would he be a barachman? But all we can say about Kadosh Baruch Hu are his mitzvot and v'yashvu cholofim masach. And therefore, what do we have to do? We have to. The Ramban says very clearly, we have to imitate those pu'ulos. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, the donos bo yisala yicholten one of our last the drach lechas bechol drach for pairs makosh baruch who nikrach rachum apato heye rachum. Ram says no, I have to become a bal rachman heye makosh baruch who nikrach chanan apato heye chanan baruch who nikrach tzadik apato heye tzadik. Ram says now. So halachdut, and the Rambam learns that this is the pshat. And what's the mitzvah halachdut bedrochov? Now they're two separate things. Halachdut bedrochov. The Gemara in Seita says ma hakadosh baruch hu mavakachon mavato mavachon. That's the Ramban in the Shroshim. It says just talk about pulis. So for only that it would be pulis. But since the Rambam says, we have Zakeli va'anvehu, amahu chanan afatei chanan. So that changes the pshat. In v'alach de bedrochov, you have to be kona that midah. Now, if so, the Rambam, what does the Rambam do for the mitzvah of Zakeli va'anvehu ma talos nor? This is a very interesting thing. The Rambam never quotes the mitzvah of talus nor tefillin nor. But what he does do, in the end of Hilchos Yisurim is Be'ach. Shikulam kshedel menochos lom the nidnu le kedei leida yofeshen lamala mimenu, to know the nicest one hashove v'hapochos sharol to lizakos asmo yokuf yitzro hara v'yarchiv yodo v'yodi korbono men hayofo hamashubach v'yose shabosa hamin shiyovu mimenu. That, what do I have to do? I have to bring a korban from Hayofa, Hameshuvach B'Yoser, in that min. If I'm going to bring a sheep, it has to be the nicest sheep that I can bring. Why? Because there's a halacha. Where did the Rambam get this from? There's a halacha that a korban has to be Meshuvach. And since there's a halacha, the korban has to be Meshuvach. What, so the Rambam now says, if you take a look the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim about Karbonis. But then the Gemara goes further. The Rambam goes further. Since the Gemara learns out, and it's a Mishnah in Menachos, Tzadik Beis, that the Korban has him in Hayofa. So that's Dapevov. Okay. Shemen Zaya Zoch has to be the nicest Shemen. That's all it says. Tells me I have to bring Shemen Zaya Zoch. Comes the Rambam and has and builds a whole philosophy and has a chiyuv. He says, now, I would have said, if I had Zekeim Amveu, I have to make him it look nice. Rambam has something else. I have to spend more money. He says, it's not the physical beauty of the thing, it is rather the spending of the money. Why? Harinam abatora, it says in the Torah, the hevel hevi gamu mebchoros tzono mechalveya. He hevel, uadin uchodova shu, that means my yetzohar is to hold on to money for myself. And I have to break that yetzar of holding on to money for myself and spend the extra money on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says break, and the time of mitzvah of the Rambam is interesting. Not just to have the, it's to break your yetzar of not spending. Kedei yoku lizakol santo yoku yitzohara yarchiv yado. Hu adinu choldov shehu l'shem hakel hatov. Anything that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyya, Min Hanoya V'Hatov. In Bona Beis Tfila, if you build a shul, Yanoa Mi Beis Yeshiva, so it has been nicer than your own home. The Rambam goes on, Heichol Roev. Let's say someone is hungry, comes to your house. So what food do you give him? Yachol Min HaTov HaMosok Shibirchon. You have to take the nicest food in the house and give him first. Someone needs clothes. You have to take your nicest clothes and give it to him. Okay. So the Rambam creates a chiyuv. He takes a look at the Tama Mitzvah. What is he? And it says, Shemen Zayich Zoch has to be pure olive oil and other thing. And he, from this, creates chiyuvim, that chiyuvim. Now, it's, which is a very, this is kaseida in the Rambam. He has chiyuvim, he takes it. Because the Gemara in the Nochas, all the Gemara Menachos says, it has to be Meshubach. It's a Shemen Amo, it's Meshubach. It's a Mishnah here in the Pevov and Aleph. Everything in the Mizbech has to be Meshubach. And the Rambam takes it, expands it, and extends it, and has a brand new chiyuv. And more than that, and he even with his tama mitzvah, he changed it. It doesn't have to be the most beautiful; it has to be the most expensive. Because the whole purpose is kedei lokuf es yitzur hara of holding on to your property for your own purpose rather than giving it to HaKadosh Baruch. Now, this is, you can go continually to the Rambam. It's, when the Rambam gets to Macholos Asuras, in Surah Biyah, the Rambam begins by explaining his approach, and that's what I want to move, his approach to physical pleasure. What is the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes? what is the purpose of all macholos asuros and of yosisuros? Person has to not, and he says, look down on physical pleasure, because otherwise a person gets overwhelmed and attracted to it. According to the Rambam, there are like two poles. Either you down it, or you get pulled in by it. And it dominates you. Now, where does... Here there's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. With what mitzvah limits a person's pursuit of physical pleasure? The Ramban, when... famous Ramban, Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu. What is it? I can't make physical pleasure a goal of my life. I mean, I can't have physical pleasure. I can't make it a goal of my life. Kedoshim Tiyu. Strange. When the Ramban has a minyan of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that the Ramban misses, and should be added, the Rambam explains why he doesn't count Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu, when the Pasuk says Kedoshim Tiyu, it just means a person has to lead a life Kadosh through Kiyama Mitzvahs. It doesn't give anything extra in terms of dealing with pleasure. The fact that a person has to be a Kadosh, whatever this means, we'll see in a second. The Rambam comes from a different angle entirely. And that's where the Ramban can come from. V'alachta b'drochov, ma'hu kodosh afato heye kodosh. Now, if you take a look, many achronim, that's the kasha. So, it's kadishim v'yisim kodoshim ki kodosh on it. V'yis kadishim v'yisim kodoshim, they says, Sefri, the Torah's Konim says, Yochul Kamoni, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Yochul Kadosh, Ki Kadosh Oni. My Kadosh is different. What is the Rambam? So, the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, when he says, Mahu Chanun, he says, Mahu Kofet, I don't know. What the Rambam means is as follows. The mitzvah is for me to be kona the midah of being a bal chesed. As a result of my being kona the midah of being a bal chesed, so memela I do acts of chesed. But it's not enough just to do the acts of chesed. I have to be kona that midah, etc. When it comes to kedusha, it's different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean kadosh means he's totally non-physical. It doesn't apply to a human being. But what it means, Mahu Kodosh Avata Kodosh, in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is non-physical, I as a human being have to make my spiritual life the anchor of my life. Very interesting how the Rambam looks at it. The Rambam is coming from a different angle as well. The Rambam looks at v'lo sosuru achrei levavachem v'achrei einechem. Rambam says from it, what does that tell me? Zion. righteousness. Shelo losur achrei levavenu ad shenam in deo shem hefer hadeo shech yavtonu hatoru avonekatze machshavtenu unosem lo gvu tamur etzlo humitzis hatoru vazorosa amoru losur achrei levavchum rechanech shensefi losur achrei levavchum zominus. We'll get back to that. Shenema, okay. Reinechem says nus. What does it mean? Ratzo ba'omru says nus. Hemshech acha ha'anos ha'taivos ha'gashmos yisase ha'machshovu bohem tomen. Person is not allowed to have his mind preoccupied with ha'anos ha'taivos ha'gashmos. Certain people's lives are preoccupied by taivos ha'guf. That is, not be preoccupied by Taivas HaGuf. No. This idea of preoccupation with Taivas HaGuf goes, and that's what I want to show you, the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban's understanding of the Chet of Odom HaRishon. I'll go through it inside next week. If you take a look carefully in the Rambam, The Rambam in the beginning of Moreh Nevuchim, someone asked the Rambam a kasha. The kasha was, Yisem Elokim Yodei Tov Ra. The greatest gift a human being is, he knows whether there's Tov and there's Ra. So as a result of doing our Aveira, we got the greatest gift. Doesn't make sense. So the Rambam says, no. Before that, there was Emes V'Sheker, and then it became Tov Ra. Emes v'sheker means everything was absolutely clear. What is right and wrong was as clear as 2 plus 2 is 4. Ram gets into a question that bothered all Mefarshim. If everything was clear in the Yetzirah, and the nature of the Yetzirah was different, how is it that Chava ended up doing the Aveira? It's clear. It's obvious. So like 2 plus 2 is 4. So we'll go through the Rambam, that whole Rambam, very inside, and then we'll see what the other Mefarshim do with that. The Rambam writes, the Aveira is the eating. She began thinking about it so much that her mind became so preoccupied with it, she lost control of herself. The Rambam says, her chiyuv was, and that's when we get to Los Asurachir Lavavchem, that the first Aveira she did was not make a siyog. The moment she didn't make a siyog of not being preoccupied with Taivas HaGuf, she then got pulled into it. She reached a point she couldn't control herself because she was so preoccupied with it. That meant the preoccupation. That meant the preoccupation the Rambam puts under the Los Aseh of Los Surach Reinech. He also says something else interesting. Now, the Rambam, people think he's a great open-minded philosopher. He's happy. Rambam says, Mekatzer machshavtenu, we have to make our machshavos limited. The nosim lo gvu, we have to limit our intellectual activity to make sure that we do not go over the boundary. It means not just this week I go. You have to make boundaries way before. We'll see exactly what the Rambam means by that in a number of places. But what I want to do, Mitz Hashem, next week is, I'll show you first of all what the Rambam does with the chet of Adam Achava. How that ties in with his Tamei HaMitzvos as well. And then compare that to the other Mefarshim. There's similarities, but some very fundamental differences, how to treat the Chet of Odom Rishonim. And the difference between the Rambam and other Rishonim, how to deal with Hanos HaGuf.